Good evening and welcome to the Champaign City of Champaign Township meeting. So I know we've got a bunch of students, so forgive me for a second for all of you who know all of this, but we once a month with the city council actually sits as the town board. And so we will have a short town board meeting because we are a coterminous township. So town board and council are the same group of people. So we'll have a town board meeting and then we will move into the council meeting. And so I call to order the City of Champaign Township meeting. I want to, before we do roll call, make note of the fact that council member or town board member Beck is out for work. And town board member Fulmer actually is ill tonight. So Clerk Shannon, if you would please call the roll.
Board member Iniguez. Here. Giles.
Here.
Pianfetti.
Here.
Shannon.
Here.
Williams.
Present.
Beck. Fulmer. Gladney.
Present.
Chairperson Finan.
I am here. We need a move. The approval
town board
minutes.
Chair, I move that we approve the minutes of the regular meeting held September 5th, 2023.
Second.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Do we have any correspondence?
We have none, Your Honor.
I'm looking at the wrong person. We have the summary of expenditures.
Town Board Chair, I move that we put on file the summary of expenditures of August 2023.
Second.
Any discussion? Supervisor, do you have anything you want to highlight?
No, Your Honor.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Town Board Chair, I move that we motion to approve the ordinance 2023-1001 and ordinance amending the township's budget.
Second.
We have a motion and second, and I'm going to turn it over to the supervisor.
Thank you, Your Honor. A few months back, we applied for a DHS grant for our shelter operations. We were awarded that grant in the amount of $238,500. The vast majority of that money is going towards office supplies, professional development, utilities, as well as some contingencies. It additionally funds an administrative person who will help us in reporting. We've been inundated with reporting due to the volume of visitors that we get in a day. And so this partially funds that position. It's a full grant with no match.
Okay. Are there any questions? Anyone in the audience wish to address this issue? Council comment, town board comment. All right, please call the roll.
Board member Iniguez.
Yes.
Giles.
Yes.
Pianfetti.
Yes.
Shannon.
Yes.
Williams.
Yes.
Gladney.
Yes.
Chairperson Finan.
Yes, ordinance passes 7-0.
Town Board Chair, I move that we approve resolution 2023-1002, a resolution approving health insurance waivers.
Second.
I'm going to turn over to the supervisor.
Thank you, Your Honor. So as we all know, employment costs and personnel costs are one of the most significant aspects of our organization, and the shelter has increased those rather significantly from where we were just a year and a half ago. So anywhere we can find cost savings, we try to do so. And one of the things that the city does is a waiver program for employees who receive comparable insurance from a spouse or other entity. In those cases, they are eligible to receive, as opposed to healthcare, a $200 waiver every month payable at the end of the year. We thought that that was a good opportunity to implement at the township. And so this resolution allows us to do so. It will save us, I think, about $12,000 a year overall net, and it gives options, of course, for employees as well.
All right. Are there any town board questions? Anyone in the audience wish to address this? Town board comments? Please call the roll.
Board Member Iniguez?
Yes.
Giles?
Yes.
Pianfetti?
Yes.
Shannon?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Chairperson Finan?
Yes, the resolution passes 7-0. We are now at the point of our meeting, and this is town board meeting for audience participation. If anyone wishes to step forward and address us as the town board, please do. Seeing none, are there any town board member comments? Supervisor, do you have any?
I have none, Your Honor.
Matt, did I miss you? Sorry.
All right. Apologies if I should know this, but it says our next regular town meeting is November 14th. Is there a reason we're not having that on the 7th?
I think we historically push it past Election Day, but I'm not sure there's an election that day. So it was probably just because it's November, we moved it to the 2nd November.
But it will be the 14th?
Correct.
Okay, thanks.
All right, we need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. We are adjourned into the regular city council meeting. I invite you to join me for a moment of silence, followed by the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please call the roll.
Councilmember Aningas?
Here.
Kyles?
Here.
Pianfetti?
Here.
Shannon?
Here.
Williams?
Present.
Beck? Fulmer? Gladney?
Present.
Mayor Finan?
I am also here. City manager.
Thank you, Your Honor. Tonight it is my privilege to introduce several new employees and some promoted employees. The first person that I would like to introduce is Chase Starkey. Chase is the newest of the customer service representatives in our Public Works Department. Chase's responsibilities are going to be focused on the city's permit parking program. And anybody who has a parking permit in the city or questions about parking understands what an important customer service function that is. He'll also provide just general good customer service to anybody who calls Public Works. He has his associate's degree from Parkland College, and he has many years of experience in customer service. He's worked at Backyard Leisure, and he also worked at Rasmussen Pools. So again, customer service, local community ties there. And what he's looking forward to is providing the friendliest, most helpful experience for anyone who interacts with the Public Works Department. Welcome, Chase. The next introductions should not be a surprise by all the orange shirts in the front row. We have hired several new neighborhood ambassadors. And for people who may not be familiar with our neighborhood ambassador program, the neighborhood ambassadors are an extension of our engagement work in the neighborhood services department. And they work evenings and weekends to provide good customer experiences for people in our neighborhoods, particularly in downtown. They are also support and assistance to visitors. And they are part of our comprehensive approach to public safety and proactive engagement with the community. The first ambassador I'd like to introduce tonight is Lee Brewer. Lee comes to us as a resident of Champaign. He's been a resident of our city for the last 4 years. He has background in public communications. He worked for Fox, Illinois, and he is now coming to us with a goal to better understand intergovernmental functions and make a tangible and positive impact in the lives of families in our community. Welcome, Lee. Anthony Davis is our next neighborhood ambassador. Anthony comes to us from the Federal Savings Bank in Chicago. He has moved to our community, and he has experience in customer service in that angle. He was also involved in mortgage lending. So although it's not his direct responsibility, neighborhood services with its housing mission certainly will appreciate your expertise there. He is looking forward to the new challenges and seeing measurable positive change in our community as well. And then our third new ambassador is Musa Muhammad. Musa comes to us from Urbana School District 116. He has lived in the community for many years, and he was a teacher's aide there. So again, his community experience will be invaluable to his work as an ambassador. He's most looking forward to being of service to the homeless and being a steward to the people of Champaign who are in need. Congratulations to our newest members of the Neighborhood Ambassador team. The first promoted employee I'd like to introduce tonight is Nancy Rabel. Nancy is our new Assistant Human Resources Director. Nancy has been an assistant city attorney with the city since 2021. I must say, Nancy, it seems like you've been a part of our city organization much longer than that. Nancy, in her legal duties working for us, supported police, neighborhood services, METCAD, building safety and IT. She has been our lead attorney on the Champaign Park Apartments work. So she has a breadth of experience working in the city organization, and prior to coming to us, has many years of experience in both the law as well as in human resources from that angle. She was a former city administrator, correct? So she's going to be a tremendous asset to HR, pulling all of that experience and her existing relationships with our employees together. She's looking forward to working with the other departments and being able to use her knowledge and background on labor and employment issues to keep the city moving forward in its policies and procedures. Nancy, congratulations. And then finally, I'd like to introduce Rob Kowalski. Rob is not yet, but as of Monday, will be our new Director of Neighborhood Services. Rob was formerly the Assistant Director in our Planning Department. His job description is very interesting, the way he wrote it. He's leading a talented team dedicated to strengthening Champaign's neighborhoods, providing more housing choice, and enhancing safety in our community. He's got his bachelor's from ISU, but his master's in it. Urban Planning from the University of Illinois. He's actually faculty there at the university who also teaches urban planning. He has been with us in our planning department since 2005. And some of his experiences there directly tied to his work in neighborhood services, working on the in-town neighborhood zoning, the Bristol Place master plan, and he was one of the key staff members who worked on the Hedge Pop Park project. So he wrote down that he's originally from Downers Grove and went to the same high school as Tom Bruno. You can judge whether that is a positive attribute or not. But he really is looking forward to more directly serving our residents who are passionate about their neighborhoods and really work to foster more housing choice in our community. Congratulations, Rob.
Congratulations to all of you.
Madam Mayor, I move that we approve the minutes of September 5th, 2023 regular council meeting and September 5th, 2023 post-council study session.
Second.
Is there any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Do we have any correspondence?
We do, Your Honor. We received correspondence from Charles Becker regarding tenants' rights and from Diana Hildebrand regarding gun violence.
I move that we put the correspondences on file.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. We do not have any public hearings, so...
Madam Mayor, I move that we consolidate Council Bill number 2023-159, Council Bill number 2023-160, Council Bill number 2023-161, and Council Bill number 2023-162.
Second.
All those in favor of consolidation signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Please call all the bills.
Council Bill 2023-159, an ordinance amending the annual budget for various funds. Council Bill 2023-160, an ordinance amending the annual budget for the Workers' Compensation Fund. Council Bill 2023-161, an ordinance amending the salary schedules and position control report of the City of Champaign for the fiscal year 2023-2024. Council Bill 2023-162, an ordinance amending the rates of compensation for employees of the Champaign Public Library and the annual position control report for the Champaign Public Library for the fiscal year 2023-24.
The purpose of the first council bill is to amend the fiscal year 23-24 annual budget for several funds. This bill includes capital projects rebudgets, grant funding, and adjustments relating to previous council direction. The total amounts recommended are $19,697,126 increase in expenditures and a $43,758,973 increase in revenue. The purpose of the second council bill is to amend the fiscal year 22-23 annual budget for the Workers' Compensation Fund to increase expenditures by $260,000. The purpose of the third council bill is to amend the staff's city's salary and staffing ordinance for 23-24's fiscal year, resulting in an increase in overall staffing levels of one full-time equivalency. The purpose of the fourth council bill is to amend the Champaign Public Library salary and staffing ordinance for fiscal year 23-24, resulting in an increase in library staffing levels of a half of a full-time equivalency. Are there any technical questions? Anyone in the audience wish to address this issue? Council comment? Please call the roll.
Councilmember Ninguez?
Yes.
Kyles?
Yes.
Pianfetti?
Yes.
Shannon?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Mayor Finan?
Yes. Council bills pass 7-0. Please call the next bill.
Council Bill 2023-163, a resolution relating to participation by elected officials in the Illinois Municipal Retirement Fund and recertifying eligibility.
So moved.
Second.
This council bill would reaffirm eligibility to participate in the Illinois Municipal Retirement Fund for council members and the mayor. The city council has previously passed resolutions in 1983, 1999, 2017, and 2021 relative to the then existing standards for participation in IMRF. This resolution is to recertify elected positions for eligibility to voluntarily participate in IMRF. Are there any technical questions? Anyone in the audience wish to address this? Council comment? Please call the roll.
Councilmember Ninguez?
Yes.
Kyles?
Yes.
Pianfetti?
Yes.
Shannon?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Mayor Finan?
Yes. Council bill passes 7-0. Please call the next bill.
Council Bill 2023-164, a resolution approving a change order with Tyler Technologies Incorporated for the purchase of city court case management software and services for the legal department.
So moved.
Second.
This council bill would approve change order number one to a contract for city court management software for the legal department with Tyler Technologies to increase the current contract of $66,095 by $34,960, resulting in a new agreement amount of $101,055 with an annual recurring fee not to exceed $18,000. Are there any technical questions? Anyone in the audience wish to address? Council comment? I just want to say this money is well worth it. Good choice. Please call the bill. Call the roll.
Councilmember Ninguez?
Yes.
Kyles?
Yes.
Pianfetti?
Yes.
Shannon?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Mayor Finan?
Yes. Council bill passes 7-0. Please call the next bill.
Council Bill 2023-165, an ordinance approving a special use permit to allow a mixed-use office and multifamily residential building in the MFUNIV Multifamily University Zoning District.
So moved.
Second.
This council bill would approve a special use permit for 206, 208, and 212 East Springfield Avenue. The applicant, Urbana Campus Rentals LLC, intends to demolish two vacant homes and a vacant office building and construct a three-story mixed-use building. The building would have office space on the ground floor and apartments on the second and third floors. The special use permit would allow the office use, which is otherwise not a permitted use in the multifamily university zoning district. Are there any technical questions? Anyone in the audience wish to address? And I'll note the developer is here. Any council comment? Please call the roll.
Councilmember Iniguez?
Yes.
Kyles?
Yes.
Pianfetti?
Yes.
Shannon?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Mayor Finan?
Yes. Council bill passes 7-0. Please call the next bill.
Council bill 2023-166, a resolution authorizing the city manager to execute a professional services agreement with Lockmuller Group Incorporated to provide phase two engineering services for the Mattis Avenue project.
So moved.
Second.
This council bill will authorize the city manager to execute an agreement with Lockmuller Group of Evansville, Indiana, in an amount not to exceed $658,273.15 to provide phase two engineering services for the Mattis Avenue Windsor Road to Curtis Road project. Are there any technical questions? I would note that Kate Swinford is here from the engineering group, if we have any. Anyone in the audience wish to address this? Council comment? Council member, Deputy Mayor Kyles.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just wanted to continue to thank staff and the team that that we're looking at as continuing to use vendors from the CDAP. That's a big deal, and I just wanted to call that out. So thank you.
Anyone else? I just want to call this project out because I have had people asking me about it for probably as long as the Carl facility was out there. And there are some safety issues with pedestrians. So the fact that we're putting in complete streets is a big deal. And I appreciate staff getting it. I mean, it had to be in the CIP and we had to get it funded, but working to get that done was a really big deal. So thank you. So please call the roll.
Councilmember Iniguez?
Yes.
Kyles?
Yes.
Pianfetti?
Yes.
Shannon?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Mayor Finan?
Yes. Council bill passes 7-0. Please call the next bill.
Council bill 2023-167. A resolution authorizing the purchase of two-wheel loaders for the Public Works Department and declaring one backhoe and one loader as surplus property.
So moved.
Second.
The purpose of this council bill is to authorize purchase of one John Deere 324P wheel loader and one John Deere 544P wheel loader from Martin Equipment of Illinois, Inc. of Tolono in the amount of in the amount of $386,677. It's the $439,677 minus the $53,000 trade-in allowance. The council bill also declares one wheel loader and one backhoe as surplus property to be used as trade-ins to offset the purchase of the new wheel loaders. Are there any technical questions? Anyone in the audience wish to address this? Council comment? Please call the roll.
Councilmember Iniguez?
Yes.
Kyles?
Yes.
Pianfetti?
Yes.
Shannon?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Mayor Finan?
Yes. Council bill passes 7-0. Please call the next bill.
Council bill 2023-168, a resolution approving an engineering services agreement with Lockmuller Group Incorporated for the traffic signal system assessment.
So moved.
Second.
The purpose of this council bill is to authorize city manager to execute an engineering services agreement with Lockmuller Group, Inc. of Evansville, Indiana, in an amount not to exceed $248,055 for the traffic signal system assessment. Are there any technical questions? Anyone in the audience wish to address this? Council comment? Please call the roll.
Councilmember Iniguez?
Yes.
Kyles?
Yes.
Pianfetti?
Yes.
Shannon?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Mayor Finan?
Yes. Council bill passes 7-0.
Madam Mayor, I move that we consolidate Council Bill Number 2023-169, Council Bill Number 2023-170, Council Bill Number 2023-171, and Council Bill Number 2023-172.
Second.
All those in favor of consolidation signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Please call all those bills.
Council Bill 2023-169, a resolution accepting a bid and authorizing the city manager to execute an agreement for the Garden Hills Drainage Improvements Phase 2 project. Council Bill 2023-170, a resolution authorizing the city manager to execute a professional services agreement with Clark Dietz Incorporated to provide construction engineering services for the Garden Hills Drainage Improvements Phase 2 project. Council Bill 2023-171, a resolution approving an intergovernmental and license agreement between the City of Champaign and the Champaign Park District. Council Bill 2023-172, a resolution expressing official intent regarding certain expenditures to be reimbursed from the proceeds of an obligation.
The purpose of these council bills is to authorize the following actions related to the construction of the Garden Hills Drainage Improvements Phase 2 project. Accept a bid and authorize city manager to execute an agreement with Deuce Construction Company in the amount of $32,256,000 and to authorize a potential workforce diversity incentive payment in an amount not to exceed $806,400 for construction of the Garden Hills Drainage Improvements Phase 2 project. Number two, authorize city manager to execute an engineering services agreement with Clark Dietz, Inc., who is present tonight, in an amount not to exceed $2,892,100 for construction administration on the Garden Hills Drainage Improvements Phase 2 project. To approve an intergovernmental agreement with Champaign Park District for installation, operation, and maintenance of the Hedge Park and Hedge Road Detention Basin, and the Park District is also present here tonight. And number four, to approve a resolution stating the city's intent to issue up to $65 million in debt to finance this project, and the city's intent to use some of the bond proceeds to reimburse the city for project costs finalized with its own funds. Are there any technical questions? Anyone in the audience wish to address this? Council comment? Council member, Deputy Mayor Giles.
This is a project that I believe that we all are excited about. And it's been a lot of work, input from community, input, work done by staff who's done the heavy putting this together, as well as council as tonight authorizing it. And so it's exciting, thankful, and look forward to the improvements moving forward. Also, again, same thing as the CDAP. I think that's a critical and important piece. I know staff specifically works hard with contractors to increase diverse spend, as well as workforce development. And so that's always a big deal, and want to continue to work towards those efforts.
Councilmember Williams.
Regarding this bill, this is just great. I look forward to getting ready and preparing for what's to come. Full steam ahead. Thank you all.
Anyone else? Councilmember Pianfetti.
Thank you, Your Honor. I just wanted to again thank staff and the community for the work that's being done on this project, and seeing it move forward every time it comes on the agenda. I think it's just a good representation of what Champaign is all about, as we're trying to make sure that we are continuing to improve the lives of the people that live here and work here and play here. So thank you very much.
Councilmember Shannon. You're in the wrong spot. I was going to call you back.
I want to thank staff as well as everyone else who pushed this project forward. And I also want to say what I love about this and all our other drainage projects is that it's both functional and an incredible amenity for the neighborhood. This isn't just a hole in the ground to hold water when we get large rains. It's going to be a fabulous, fabulous park and a beautiful amenity for the neighborhood. I love that we were able to combine those functions.
Anybody else? Okay, I have a little bit different spin. I agree with everything that was said. I want to thank the neighbors, though, who have been proactively advocating for this for as long as I've been on council. Before that, probably, too. It's ARPA funding, so the federal government providing ARPA funding is really what allowed this project to move forward at a faster clip. It was scheduled to occur. We would have gotten there, but we would have gotten there 10 years out from where we are now, probably. So that's a big deal. I want to thank the county board, who I think is putting about $2 million into the project, for allocating some of their ARPA funding, and for the Park District for entering into an agreement with us so that we can continue to have programming in Hedge Park, because that has become an amazing amenity for the neighborhood, and they will have new facilities and sharing that burden or benefit with us and being able to program and help that neighborhood enjoy the park is going to be a great thing. So thank you as well. So please call the roll.
Councilmember Ninguez?
Yes.
Kyles?
Yes.
Pianfetti?
Yes.
Shannon?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Gladney?
Yes.
Mayor Finan?
Yes. Council bill passes 7-0. We are now at the point of our meeting for audience participation. And if anyone in the audience wishes to address the council, please step forward, state your name and city of residence. Please limit your comments to 5 minutes or less.
Mark Medlin, Champaign, Illinois, Nashville, Indiana. I'll try to keep my comments somewhat brief. I want to, at no point in my comments today is a condemnation of anyone in the police department. Rather, it is a failure on the part of, in my mind, of the city to provide adequate resources for the police officers. Imagine being a 76-year-old woman who has taken in their grandson. It's an extended family member who has taken in their grandson because he was not getting along with his mother. You're a widow woman. You work 3 part-time jobs to make life better for you. You provide for your grandson. And over the past year, he's developed mental health issues. The police department has been called on numerous times. Most recently was over the weekend, where he was stabbing the floor, stabbing the wall, urinating on the floor, damaging the phone in the house. And when the police officer arrived, they explained that there's really not much they can do, that apparently laws have changed somewhat since I worked, since this would have been an involuntary commitment quicker than you could say hello. And I would have put the guy in the back of my squad and taken him to whatever hospital was available. But instead, we had to have this woman live through this nightmare every night with her grandson upstairs. As recently as yesterday, I responded to the home at the request of the extended family member, talked to a step 5 police officer who patiently explained to me that urinating on the floor, stabbing the floor with an 8-inch knife is no reason to do an involuntary commitment. This morning, I was back at the residence with another officer, and before you could say, Bob's your uncle, the kid's at Carl where he is now. I spent the rest of the morning at the Champaign County Courthouse, because we are filling out what I call the nuclear option. And those who have been involved in domestics know what the nuclear option is. So what we would have resolved if we didn't have the officer this morning who did an outstanding job, what we'd have right now is the nuclear option with a 21-year-old evicted from his grandmother's home, living on the streets. And then he becomes your problem, because he will violate the order of protection and he will spend the next 6 to 7 months in jail awaiting trial. So my question is, why can the U of I Police Department have 6 social workers? Why can the Sheriff's Department have 2? Why can the Urbana Police Department have at least 1 dedicated officer? And this council has had no interest at all in finding social workers to work. You just hired 7 whatever number of ambassadors. They could have been social workers who could be responding to these types of calls for service. You're expecting a step 5, who's a guy less than a year on the job, to be able to understand, navigate the mental health laws, while at the same time, in an hour later, having him respond to a barking dog call. Over the last 50 years, councils and the public have dumped on the cops stuff that we are not equipped to do, or they are not equipped to do, And I need to hear from council soon that in the 2023, 24, 25 budget, that we are going to have social workers so that we don't have 76-year-old women going to bed at night in fear that their grandson is going to come in and stab them. And that's what happened to this woman last night. She ends up at my son's house, spending the night. And he's got a 2-year-old and a 2-month-old. So now he's got to have the added burden of his grandmother-in-law coming down and spending the night. Imagine you're the parent of a 2-year-old and a 2-month-old, and now you've got the added responsibility of this. So it's not a condemnation of the police. Chief Tyler and I have been on this topic before. We understand each other. But it's imperative that this council in 2023 sit down, accept reality that when you hire neighborhood ambassadors, you're going to start have to hire social workers to handle these calls for service. Because the last thing we want is another young man on the streets committing an armed robbery to make money for himself. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. City Manager, isn't that part of our blueprint?
Yes, Your Honor. We have been working with both the police and the fire department on developing a mental health response model. We're continuing to build that out. Many of the models that exist elsewhere in the community are what we call aftercare models and not first responder models. And the City Council has been directing staff that what we really want is that first responder model. So, in fact, police and fire personnel are not responding on scene without the expertise of the social work background to appropriately handle the mental health casework. And we do intend to move this forward in the next fiscal year.
Thank you. If there's anyone else who wishes to address council, please step forward, state your name and city of residence. Please limit your comments to 5 minutes or less.
Hi, I'm Courtney Walker, live in Champaign. I had my grandson back there with me because we were going to come down for him to thank you all this evening. He's a little stage fright, you know, like it's too many people, you know, but I did want to come down and he wanted to say thank you for putting the stop signs at Interstate Drive and Broadway. And I don't know if you've kept or looked at the numbers. I haven't seen any ambulance or accidents since. And there's about 4 or 5 kids that get off their bus, you know, when he comes to my house after school. And so I went up there to see, and now they are able to walk across the street safely. So I just wanted to, once again, thank you, Public Works. Even Water's Edge is ecstatic because when I told them what happened, they couldn't believe how quickly you guys acted on it. So we were just here to say thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Pianfetti, did you?
Oh, I didn't know. David, was that you that was responsible for it?
Justin.
Okay. The gentlemen that were responsible for acting on it so quickly actually happened to be here, so I just wanted to acknowledge that. So you could, but and thank you for coming down, and we don't often get the thank you, so we appreciate it.
All right.
Anyone else? Anyone else wish to address council? Seeing none, is there any council comment?
City Mayor, Deputy Mayor Kyles.
I think it was a big deal, Madam Mayor, when you talked about about the Garden Hills project, and you broke it down a little bit further, the resources and dollars, not just the resources and dollars, but the programming, but the dollars make a lot of sense. And when you start thinking about what, I think it's figuring out how to communicate with the public and just neighborhoods and residents on the changes that are being made. I know that the library has an amazing addition, and I think those are the things that make our community unique. I think those are the things that we need to continue to highlight and continue to talk through our story, because a lot of people don't have hope, and they don't believe that city councils care about all neighborhoods. And so being able to see that process go from, I wouldn't say finish, but start to how it's evolved now is a big deal. And I think that we just need to continue to communicate those things.
Anyone else? Councilmember Pianfetti.
Thank you, Your Honor. We got a little sneak peek of the studio at the library. And just wanted to thank everybody that was involved in getting that together in the library staff. It seems like there's a lot of passion to make this a community space, and a community space that just for the general public, but also for our youth to have a safe space to be creative and to use their energies to explore different talents that they might have, and to see the energy that the library staff has. And I'm pointing, Brittany is the director of the library, is here in the audience, and just to see the energy that the staff put in to learn the different equipment, and, you know, there's podcasting spaces, there's Cricut spaces to make, and just a lot of craft spaces, of course, video games, computer spaces. And I just think that this is for our community, like Deputy Mayor Kyles was saying, just to have a space like that, I think you said in January we approved the bill for that space, to see it come to fruition means a lot. So for the city staff that helped to get it to where it was, to the library staff to see it come to fruition, it really means a lot. So thank you for letting us have a sneak peek. I think it's going to have a grand opening this Saturday, if I'm not mistaken, to the public. So get out there and go see it. It's pretty impressive.
Councilmember Shannon.
So I just wanted to thank the staff from Equity and Engagement and Public Works and Neighborhood Services, and I'm not sure who else, who put together the Pride Parade float for the city of Champaign. It was absolutely amazing. It was a joyful event. I was so happy to be able to participate, and I really appreciate their taking their time to show that the city appreciates and welcomes all our community members. So thank you.
Anyone else? City Manager.
Thank you, Your Honor. If you would indulge me, I normally don't comment as if I'm a city council member. But I started with the city 29 years ago as neighborhood services director. And back then, everybody said, yeah, we can't afford better infrastructure in Garden Hills. It's never going to happen. I went through years of it's never going to happen. And Mayor, thank you for doing a very nice job of thanking all of the community partners and the neighborhood residents who have been on this journey with us. I know Director Sandquist from the Park District is here, and I want to thank her and her staff for their partnership in navigating that license agreement. Certainly the elected officials on the Park Board and on the County Board have been with us on this journey. Our staff has been amazing. The staff in the Public Works Department that have diligently worked on this, our finance director who works her magic in developing a financing plan so we can keep this moving, neighborhood services, the planning department, and leading all our work in the Pop Park efforts. But it would be awful if this moment went by and someone did not thank all of the members of the Champaign City Council, from the first city council that was courageous enough to make this a city council goal, to every successive group of council members, including those of you who are seated here today for, frankly, a historic vote on this project, that you stuck with it and you kept faith with your community. And so on behalf of our community, our partners, our residents, and our staff, thank you so very much. Tonight's a big deal.
You're right. So, vouchers. Madam Mayor, I move to approve the vendor payments in the amount of $3,976,077.66.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Madam Mayor, I move to approve the payroll of September 15th, 2023 in the amount of $2,120,653.10.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. All right, we need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We are adjourned.